stop you.
All right, recording starting. I'm going to get the setup again before we start. This is Transdimensional Cafe, and we are playing Pantheon, Destroy All Buildings. So, the setup. The action begins in the dark waters surrounding a remote island off the coast of Japan. The water bubbles. Something strange is happening. So, okay, let's get started. So, let's go and roll initiative. Just roll all six dice, add up the total, paste it into the chat window thing here. Okay.
Okay.
66. Roll.
I hope it's not lowest ghost first. It's there's highest. No way I'd be able to make a first move.
I win. So the initiative is me, Andrew, Tashina.
Yes.
Okay.
So I go first.
Okay.
So. I'm trying to think of how to start this. I'm just pick a random name. I'm going to slaughter these Japanese names too. It was a normal day for Yoshiro Yeda, but he awoke with a start from a terrible nightmare. What was to come? That's my turn.
Oh god, really?
Okay.
That doesn't help me at all.
Did I say Yoshiro Yeda? Or did I say Koki?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm sure bullshit.
You butchered it so much I can't even remember.
I don't know. I'm going to edit that out.
Okay.
It'll be something new next round.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. And this is... The setup is at night, right?
It's wherever.
Oh, it's wherever? Okay.
Make it whatever you want, dude. There's no rules, really.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking. Hold on. I gotta get into the mood. I played Taboo for like 3 hours. okay. Okay. My Shiranui okay. The hospital monitor beeped as my Shiranui lay resting in a deep, dark coma.
Perfect.
Suddenly, the blip for her brain monitor bleeped.
Okay, that was actually two sentences, but that works. I'm going to say okay for that.
No, that's the semicolon.
Okay.
Right, semicolon.
Comma splice!
I challenge this shit.
Do you?
No.
Okay. It's your turn.
I'm going to make him type it out and be like, I don't know. I need what's a name? Give me a name.
Oh, make something from Pokemon.
Ash Ketchum.
No.
Do it. Now you want to. You know you want to. You're laughing about it too much. Yeah, she's playing Ash Ketchum.
I gotta think of a whole sentence for that then.
Well, think of what he does and think of what he would do in context of what's coming up.
Ash Ketchum is walking along the beach when he hears rumbling from the water.
Okay, that works.
It's something.
Yoshiro, his dreams haunting him. Draw him closer and closer to an island off the coast of Japan.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the dark, old, and dilapidated hospital, the brain monitor shorted out and went dark.
Okay. Tashina?
Ash Ketchum, the exotic pet trainer, decides to look closer into the water.
Okay. On the Mystic Island, Yoshiro finds a deep shrine, one to a great mythical beast.
The shadows around Mai begin to wriggle and writhe, drawing closer to her.
Dear God, you're so good at this, you guys. And I'm just bullshitting everything.
That's okay. That's okay.
Her.
I cannot accept that as your sentence.
Yes, you can.
I challenge it.
You win. What now?
Herder!
I don't know. Ash Ketchum ready to poke a ball.
Perfect. That was perfect. That's like 2016. Yoshira shortly afterwards returns to Tokyo and begins warning about the coming destroyer. Soon he will be here.
That's dope already. Sorry.
The deep, dark shadows of the night begin to cover the hospital. Yes, that's the sentence.
Oh, this is hard. Damn, you two.
Just have fun. It's our first time doing it.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously, okay. Just have fun.
Hit there. Ash tells his yellow painted dog to get ready as a dark figure emerges from the water.
His yellow painted dog. I love it already.
Is my human allowed to have a pet? A few?
Yeah,
six?
That's fine. Six. The skies over Tokyo darken as the gray demon dragon lord rises up, spreading fire everywhere.
Okay. This is the third turn or the fourth
this
turn?
This is the fifth turn.
Oh,
yeah,
fifth
man,
turn.
Where have you
oh,
been?
Sweet. Yeah, I've been asleep.
You've been in a coma in the bed, and
yeah.
Your brain activity stopped.
Suddenly, a light extends from Mai's forehead, and a creature begins to emerge from the light within.
Jeez. I'm sorry, guys. I'm delaying this.
No, take your time. This was fun. This is not a competition of creativity. It's a competition of funness.
Okay.
Yeah.
The yellow painted dog barks as a giant monster surrounded by tentacles emerges and climbs onto the shore of Tokyo.
Yellow painted dog. Love that. The great dragon lord starts to breathe fire, destroying downtown Tokyo, roaring as he successfully destroys the lives of these citizens.
Challenge.
Okay.
The first one to this out. I'm sure. Do I mean I start with the bead bidding?
First thing you say
you
is your
roll.
No. First thing you do is you bid right away.
I bid right away.
Yeah. Say what's your minimum bid.
Two.
Okay. And since I was next, I'm going to bid three. Now, I'm going to roll. Now, since you've rolled, paste that into the Skype window. Don't hit enter yet.
So okay. We're rolling now?
Once you say what your first bid is. Yeah, once you say what your first bid is.
Okay. I will...
So I'm at three.
Hitting on the action at four.
Okay, now you hit roll. Now, don't hit enter yet.
Okay.
Five, so, motherfucker.
Six.
I'm out.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
11.
You can have it.
Yes.
Okay. So now you have to say what the lucky number is.
Right away?
Yeah, you have to say
it. Oh, yeah, because we had a thing. Three. And does that mean I hit enter?
Yeah, everybody hit enter.
So, because I won that, I subtract the beads, right?
Yeah, you take off 11 beads. Dang, if I won that, I said 2, and I would have beaten Andrew.
Yeah.
Nice. So, how are you going to change my sentence around?
Me?
Yeah. You won.
Your flames only destroy a lone sushi shop in downtown Tokyo.
I've made grilled sushi.
I should not do that.
That's right. It's awesome. Andrew, your turn.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Suddenly, the comatose girl rises into the air, floating, as if floating, as giant dark wings expand around her, made of shadow.
Okay.
What am I supposed to call myself? Just...
You can call yourself now if you want.
Yeah, you can name yourself anything.
I don't know. I'm just going to call myself the Tentacle Monster.
That's okay. I call my guy the Dragon Lord.
The Tentacle Monster cannot help but be lured to the all-girl school right next to the beach.
Challenge.
Okay.
4.
Oh my god. It's your go, Andrew.
5.
6.
7.
I'm out.
You know what? You can have it, Justin.
Damn.
One school of schoolgirls ain't gonna
kill
me.
So what was I, 6?
Yeah.
Okay, lucky number 6.
I have 2.
I got 3.
Damn it.
Okay.
Wow.
Alright. As your tentacle monster moves towards the nearby schoolgirl school, Ash Ketchum throws his Pokeball and catches your monster inside of it.
I'm a tentacle.
Yeah, apparently. It's my turn now.
My gosh.
Are you allowed to use my own human against me?
Yes, I am.
Sweet.
At least I think I am. It's kind of a, do you think it's okay for us to use our own humans against each other?
No, I guess. I'm not going to explain. That was fun.
I mean, there's nothing.
No, just, it's a majority rule kind of thing. So if you guys are okay with it, cool. Okay, my turn.
I'm okay.
Distraught over the weakness of his own flames, the Dragon Lord sits down at the sushi shop he destroyed, where a young Yoshiro Yoede comes to threaten him. Instead, they sit and have a glorious meal of toasted sushi.
I'm challenging that.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm sorry, you haven't said anything good, Andrew, for me to challenge.
No, okay. that's perfectly fine.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'm bidding 2.
3.
I'm out. It's 4. Ridiculous.
5.
6.
You can have it.
Yes. Okay, so.
So now
the whole thing?
We pay.
Lucky number 2.
Okay. You won. How much did I spend the first time? 6?
Yeah.
Okay, and you just
now
spent
I
another
just spent
6.
Stop I'm me gonna from be eating the first it. One out of beans. Oh no, you have to hear my sentence. You do eat your sushi, but all of it has food poisoning, so you're both gravely ill.
Oh.
Just toasted blowfish, not properly prepared.
I see.
All right. You guys are ridiculous. Okay.
Oh, wait. I'm getting you next, Andrew, if you do anything useful.
All right. Suddenly, Mai opens her eyes, fire burning inside, and lets out a giant scream. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Giant scream sending out a shockwave of energy, of shadow energy, out throughout the hospital, exploding it
but she's not a gigantic monster.
No, you can turn your human character into the gigantic monster.
Yep.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna bother. That one's pretty useless. The hospital people can die.
No, I'm gonna challenge that one.
All right.
Three.
Four.
Okay. Tashina?
No, oh, I'm out of this.
Okay. You can have it.
Okay. Lucky number three.
You got it. Okay, moving on.
You just wanted me to spin B, yes. Didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Bastard.
That's part of the strategy.
Sorry, my throat's really from all the laughing.
So Andrew's at 47.
So it's my go now?
Yeah, it's your go now.
Ash decides to run with his yellow painted dog downtown or she'll have his newly captured Pokemon. Which he became.
Okay.
Fishy.
So, is it my turn now?
Yeah.
Okay. The skies get even darker as the true Dragon Lord appears and looks down with sadness at his younger brother and his apparent case of food poisoning.
Okay. All right.
I decided to replace my dragon, my monster right away because, like, okay, I don't want that guy.
That guy's screwy.
Yeah, he's like, right. he's like, he's got a luck roll of one.
So you're making a new monster, pretty much?
Pretty much.
But you still have all your beats subtracted, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can replace your monster at any time.
Oh, well, no, I got a plan.
Which is perfect for you to be playing Ash after all.
Okay, emerging from the explosion is a gigantic winged angel of death. Mai looks down at the city floating above it and declares that she will take all souls within it.
All right.
Challenge.
Ooh. Okay. All she did was say something.
I know.
All right.
Two.
Three. I'm out.
Four.
How much do I really want this?
I think Tashina might have figured this game out already.
All right, you can have it.
Really?
Yep. What's the lucky number?
Okay. Three. Oops, wrong one. Yeah. It's the other one. Sorry, win that one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you're down to 29.
Mai doesn't really fly into the air. She more like jumps up for a bit and falls down the side of the hospital building.
The hospital building that's already destroyed?
She falls into the remains of the hospital building. Whatever.
Okay.
I take it she was probably up a great height, so.
Okay. Is it your turn?
I'm a what?
It's your turn.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no way. I was too busy thinking about getting Andrew for some reason.
All right.
Running downtown, Ash runs into a bunch of Team Rockets and sends out Fishy into a Pokemon battle.
You said Tentacle Rate Monster against Team Rocket.
Wow.
Oh, wait till you see the next part.
As the Dragon Lord continues his rampage and destroying creatures, Yoshiro Ueda searches for clues about the disaster and the monsters that are appearing throughout the city.
I want a challenge, but I won't.
Okay, then.
I just want to challenge anything you guys say, but I'm going to be out of beat soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Massive explosion from the hospital does not go unnoticed by the city and its officials. Thus, they send the police out to investigate what exactly happened.
Okay. Just you.
Oh, okay, I gotta think how a good way to phrase this. While trying to use Fish in a battle, it turns out he didn't have enough gym badges to control such a mighty Pokemon. And first he crushes him instead.
You killed Ash? Well, we can't use Ash against him anymore.
Freedom!
Oh, and his
challenge.
Dog tube.
I challenge that. 3 beats.
3, 4.
Wait, is
Angel's ghost?
Yeah, so,
wait, what's it?
It was Andrew, because I forgot Andrew goes.
So, 4.
Okay, well, 5.
Okay, 6.
And I'm out. 7.
Oh, okay, 7.
8.
Fine, you can have it.
Right, lucky number 3. Perfect. Okay. So, Fishy slaughters Ash, beating and pommeling him, sticking tentacles with Shandong's sign, and Ash falls back. But it is not all loss, for in the way of all Pokemon movies, the creature Mew appears, flutters over Ash, and he rises again, carrying a master Pokeball.
That doesn't mean anything in Pokemon rules.
Oh,
he still doesn't have enough gym credits, but oh well.
Oh no, is he still a threat? Somebody had 1 out of 8.
Yeah.
Wow. That's insanity.
So my turn.
That's why it's beautiful.
So let's get this started. The Dragon Lord sees the horrible fight down below between Team Rocket and Fishy and decides he does not like such a creature in his new domain. So he charges out, claws scratching and scraping against the tentacled fiend.
I'm challenging that.
Okay.
Look, gasp, indeed. I'm going to start off with 2.
Okay, I'm going to raise it to 5.
6.
7.
I'm going to green bead.
What does green bead do again?
I'm trying to remember, actually.
Green, you automatically win the challenge, but you still have to do the...
Lucky number, right?
Lucky number.
Damn it.
Okay, I declare lucky number 1.
Oh, dude.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you're clawed up and messed up a bit, tentacle fishy lady.
That's okay, you're all close and that's what I need.
Uh-oh. Andrew.
You can look like a schoolgirl in my mind.
Big tentacle dragon thing.
Wow. Okay, my turn. Uh-huh.
Tell them no gym badges. Oh, that's pretty good.
My rash rises from the ashes of the hospital with wings extended, big giant shadowy wings extended, only to have gunshots fired at her, but they do no damage.
Oh. challenge. 2.
All right. 3.
4.
5.
6.
Okay, now.
You can have
I'm not going to. What's your lucky number?
Oh, I won? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Lucky number 1.
Damn you.
Damn, he beat me.
Okay. How many points did I bid?
Six.
Six. And where was I?
I think you were at 47, so you're down to 41.
Okay.
Jashina?
Okay, I'm trying to think of something good. Fushy is going to entangle Mr. Fierce Fire Breathing Dragon within his tentacles.
Oh no!
knocking a few buildings in the struggle.
Okay, I'll let you do that.
Yeah, something simple for now.
My turn then. Wrapped in the tangles of Fishy, the Dragon Lord does not stand for such action and begins to glow in an electrical fury, sending shockwaves of energy through himself and the surrounding buildings, and electrocuting Fishy in the process.
I heard that as prostate. Anyway, challenge.
Okay.
Two.
Four.
I'm out.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
I'll let you have it.
Okay.
Lucky number?
One.
Nice. Okay. So what happens?
Him trying to struggle out only makes the tentacles strangle him.
But I still do the shockwave damage to the city, okay.
Surprise. I'm part rubber. I'm Luffy. I ate a cursed gum gum food. Okay. No, we got Pokemon on this.
Okay.
Okay, Andrew, your turn.
My face with the negative emotions of anger and fear and fury grows more powerful as the police attack her. Growing larger.
Okay, I love that.
Oh yeah, it's been eight.
I put you down to 21 now.
Yeah. Fishy's girl senses go off as he drops the strangled gun.
You dropping me to kill that friend.
And close the senses. To the young female, I don't know. You know what I
do. You just sense a powerful woman and you're just gonna go after her. She must be a protagonist. Oh man. I'm not challenging that. Oh, I think you killed Andrew.
No, I'm still here. Okay. Just coughing.
All right, surprised from the sudden release of battle, the Dragon Lord instead decides to start destroying the city more. Walking about the city streets as magma and quakes wreak all around him, destroying buildings and spreading fire and brimstone. Watch out, you got tentacle on your way.
All right. All right. Okay. As my grows larger from the fear and fury provided her by the people of Tokyo, her feathers, great shadowy feathers expand suddenly, shooting out in all directions, destroying buildings and people alike.
Ooh. Sounds awesome to me. No challenge?
No.
Okay, Tashina?
Well, the young lady is distracted, destroying buildings around her. The tentacle monster is going to grab a hold of her and proceed to tentacle rape her.
Challenge.
Brain it.
I will start the bidding at 5.
Green bead.
Oh, snap. Okay, I'm going to roll just so I'm involved.
Oh, my God.
What's the lucky number?
Okay. 2.
Fuck.
Damn.
Yes.
What am I spread? I had, like, 3 numbers of doubles.
Sigh.
I'm not even going to let you escape this one, Andrew. I'm making your character suffer a bit.
Alright.
Okay. I guess it's my turn again. Wow. As the great dragon lord goes off destroying police stations, radio stations, TV stations, schools, and hospitals, Yoshiro Yeide finds secret research that can destroy and paralyze any monster, but it must be mounted on a monster for it to work.
What kind of mounted are we
speaking? I don't know. That's all we got.
That's the sentence.
All
right.
So you're being tentacle raped.
Okay.
Bite.
Do you keep on growing during that? Because that's kind of kinky.
Oh.
The very act of tentacle rape itself is the gross violation of a being's sanctity, and that energy causes my to grow exponentially, essentially enveloping the tentacle monster, drawing it within her.
Ooh,
and utterly destroying it.
In your vagina?
Yep.
Sorry.
Wow. I'm challenging that.
Okay.
Okay, what's the start
what
of the bid?
Would you like to bid?
I'm going to bid right away with 5.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to jump in at 8.
I will bid 10.
Just seeing.
What does the white bead do again?
White bead makes somebody else win. You can't use it right now.
I can't.
Actually, you could make me win, or you can make Andrew win.
I was gonna say I'm gonna white bead Justin to win.
Awesome. Okay, lucky number is 4.
I have none.
All right. So I win. All right.
Yeah, you win.
So. As Mai begins to absorb Fishy, the two creatures merge and fight back and forth, trying to share the essence of the same body, when suddenly they burst forth from each other into a horde of countless clones of these tentacle creature women who have tentacles for arms and legs, who are now spreading over Tokyo.
Wow.
So does that mean our things are dead, or
well,
we just have
you could do a lot of things. You could like try to have like your psyche try to control all of them or some of them, or you could have them try to get to a new body, or just make a new monster altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As the Minister of Tentacle Women go around destroying and raping people.
The Fishy is going to send out a telepathic wave to all its children to attack and destroy its mother, being Mai.
No. You're both like. There is no Fishy and Mai. They don't exist anymore. They're just countless little creatures all throughout.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Kind of in a tactical raping monster kind of way.
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying to rape my fingers. Isn't that sweet?
So I can do anything now, eh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Your human's dead. No, never mind. You brought him
no,
back
Ash
to life.
Ketchum's still alive.
Yeah, you brought him back to life. I guess we just made a new type of Pokemon.
Oh,
tentacle
okay, so it's
Pokemon.
Like... all the little mini spawns decide to combine together to create one giant one. As Ash Ketchum sees that in the distance and decides he's gonna catch that motherfucking Pokemon.
He's got
Pikachu.
Okay. So I'll allow that. Okay. Yoshiro Ueda, desperate to find a place to use his technology, finds the younger brother of the Dragon Lord, and together they form a special bond. And he mounts the technology on the creature's wings. And now it flies around looking for the small young creatures and the other monsters and starts zapping them and destroying them. But not all of them, just a few of them.
But the young creatures are forming into one big creature.
Yeah, but it's getting a few of them.
Oh, okay. Just getting the ones that strayed off too far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Kai's twin brother, the intrepid news reporter, in his helicopter, slams into Yoshiro and the younger brother dragon creature in his helicopter. And in the fiery blaze, Kai absorbs the sickness that the younger brother Dragon Lord had once held within him from the bad sushi, and becomes a twin creature of his previously comatose sister.
Challenge.
And with okay,
this is too ridiculously long, Andrew, for it to be one sentence.
It's a run-on.
You know, breaking English.
Four.
Five.
I'm just going to sit here and watch you two fight
it out. Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
Ten. Ten.
I already beat ten.
I know. I'm thinking. Green bead.
Oh.
Lucky number two.
Damn. All right, stats.
All right.
Sashina?
Ash Ketchum gets distracted by the helicopter crashing into things above him, sees this new Pokemon being formed, and throws his Master Ball at it. In other words,
okay, are you throwing it at him?
That's the one that you're doing.
Are you capturing him?
It's a Master Ball.
Capture?
It's an instant capture.
Yeah.
That's how this shit works.
the only thing that I'm saying is that, Tashina, if you want to capture him, you have to say that you're capturing him using the Master Ball.
Fine. I'm motherfucking capturing him with a motherfucking Master Ball.
Okay. Challenge. I don't say that to troll you. I'm just saying that to make it clear.
Oh, no. We're very clear.
All right, I'm just saying.
Okay, well, challenge away, yo-ho.
Five.
Ten.
Wow.
11.
12.
13.
14.
15.
Wow.
16.
17.
Wow.
18.
You got it.
Damn. Does you know what you down to?
What's 21 subtract 18, like, 4, 3?
Wow, you're down to 3?
Yeah.
Okay, just to keep record, Tina's at 3, Andrew's at what?
Too damn high.
He's at, like, 41.
41?
Yeah. You're at 41.
Really? You haven't spent anything?
And I'm at 36.
Damn, I'm behind.
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, lucky number so five.
Six, yeah. Dang, that's a nice roll, too.
All right.
So she didn't get
sentence stands.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
It must be Ash's lucky day, all these legendary Pokemon.
I know, totally. So. Seeing his dear brother destroyed in a terrible fiery explosion. The dragon lord rages and froths the mouth in molten flame and quicksilver and begins to attack the little creatures at random, destroying all those who have not yet formed into the two remaining creatures.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, whatever.
You get no fear of y'all.
Okay. Kai sees himself within the Master Ball, but then realizes he's not a Pokemon, so pops right out.
Ooh.
I'm challenging that.
Okay.
I'm just gonna break up my black bead right away, motherfucker.
Nope, since it doesn't happen, that's just your turn.
Okay.
The first thing Ash does with his new legendary Pokemon is taking Professor Oak to neuter him.
Black bead.
Nice. So where is Sans right now? I still have a black bead. I still have a white bead. Tashina's, have you used all your beads? I think you have.
Yeah, except for my okay. three low.
And Andrew, how many beads you have left?
I have one white bead and...
I think that's it. Yeah, you used your green bean earlier on me. Okay. So. The Dragon Lord, seeing the one creature that's left, flies down and starts scratching at it, ripping at it until it is nothing but the bare micro minerals left, killing the remaining creature that did not get captured.
Okay.
No challenge?
Okay.
Okay?
No.
I've killed Tashina's monster. All right.
Yeah.
All right. As Kai is being neutered, he goes berserk because Ash Ketchum still doesn't have all the gym badges.
Wait, no.
And he turns
Hold on. What? He can't be to be neutered. You blackbeat her turn.
Oh, that's right. Oh, so I'm still in the Pokeball. All right.
And there are no rules that you can't say the same sentence I got defeated before.
Yeah, just I saying. Know.
It's not cool. I mean, you really should do something different, but...
I know. The great, dangerous, evil magic that permeates throughout Kai and his demon aspect turns the Pokeball into a great giant orb of death and destruction, subsuming completely Ash Ketchum's mind and all those humans within the city.
Ooh.
Ooh, indeed.
I'm gonna challenge.
I'm challenging.
you start. You're close to the next
okay,
turn.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Three.
Why not just start with one? I'm just saying, why blow your wad all the way?
Because then Andrew will get to three, and then I can't do it anymore anyway.
Well, I'm going
to
go with three one. Anyway. It's just, you know, two.
Oh, fine, one.
Okay. Justin?
I said two.
Three.
I'm out.
Okay, four. Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
You got it.
Okay, lucky number is three.
I got three threes.
Oh, Tashina wins.
Nice.
Yes.
Well done. That's why they have that mechanic.
Yep. Which means I am down to I had one at 10, right?
Yep.
Okay, so 26 for me. And how much is under that?
41.
I'm trying to think of something good now. Because I didn't think I was going to honestly going to win that one.
Didn't you win at 8 earlier at one point?
What?
I guess when Andrew won at 8 at one point earlier. But, oh.
As the orb expands, it ends up fusing with Ash, and Ash gains all his power, and it says, fuck this shit. I'm going back to Kanto and becoming the next best gym leader. And leaves Tokyo.
Oh. Effectively removing Andrew's character.
Nice.
Okay, Tishin, it's your turn.
Oh. I guess I'd have to make a new monster, wouldn't I?
You could.
Because my human's gone. Yeah. My monster's gone. My monster spawn thing's gone. You know what? I'm just going to keep on playing as a painted yellow dog. Pretty much when Ash left, he was like, yeah, I don't need you anymore. Bye-bye.
Screw you, I'm a fucking legendary Pokemon.
I'm a legendary Pokemon.
Pretty much. So, big giant Pikachu Pokeball wanders for a head. Burning streets of Tokyo looking for some food.
Okay. The Dragon Lord, triumphant all over all others, proceeds to level Tokyo, charging up into a great atomic explosion.
Challenge.
All right. What's your bid?
My bid is 6.
Okay.
Damn it.
7.
I'm
8.
9.
10.
You can have it.
All right. Lucky number 6.
Ooh.
He jumped.
Damn, you both
are
tied.
All right.
Oh, okay.
As the great Dragon Lord wreaks havoc and destruction all throughout Tokyo, just before he unleashes his great atomic explosion, all of the quantum molecules left over from the creatures that were once Mai and fused with Fishy absorb all of the negative energy and all of the pain, anguish, and terror, and reform into a great, massive beast.
I thought that was killed, though.
No, but what he just said is allowed. It basically...
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's allowed.
So, what did I bid? 10?
What's that? Yeah, you bid 10.
Did I bid 10 or 11?
10. You're getting ready to bid 11.
Yeah, it was.
All right, Andrew, your turn. You got a monster now.
All right. sensing great disturbance within the fabric of evil, evil destruction and rage, the great beast, henceforth known as the great dark beast, summons forth its brother, who is trapped within Ash Ketchum, summoning him forth immediately. By his side.
Black so you're beat. Summoning Ash by your side, or okay. Well, never mind.
All right, doesn't even matter.
Okay. As the dog wanders,
you ain't getting
Tokyo,
Ash back.
It falls into that food poisoned sushi, which mutates him into a giant.
Awesome, there you go.
Dog, and giving him the powers of electricity.
Perfect. So it wasn't really Pikachu before, but it just is now.
Still, technically, it's a yellow-painted dog. Like,
I know.
It's like Pikachu.
It's a giant electric yellow-painted dog.
Yeah, and just for the record, Pikachu's a rat.
I know. It makes more sense to have dog by his side than a rat,
okay.
You know?
So, I forget. Now, did you say my nuclear explosion didn't happen? Because I know the evil happened.
It did not happen.
Okay.
What?
Because I know you had the evil happen that made it happen. I don't remember if you'd like saying the nuke didn't happen, though. Okay.
Well, it completely replaces the sentence.
No, it doesn't. You twist the sentence. You don't completely replace it.
Well, then it's twisted.
Okay. So basically, I sent shockwaves of evil out instead of nuclear explosions.
Yes.
Okay, all right. The Dragon Lord looks upon the great shadow dark creature and realizes it is a twin of his shadow side. But now separated from his shadow, the Dragon Lord is now a creature of pure light and realizes the errors of his ways and goes forth with a beam of the purest light and love and healing and blasts it at the shadow creature to send him to the Nethers.
I'm challenging that.
Okay.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
I will use my white beat for Tashina.
Lickass. Okay, hold on. I haven't even finished pasting my numbers yet. Okay. Lucky number?
Three? Oh, wrong chat, damn it. So Andrew won. He white beat me and he won.
Yep.
Oh snap.
Aww. Yes he did.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
You should just let me have my way anyway.
Well, I don't know what your way is. The great dragon. Realizing the true nature of his and the great shadow beast's relationship, sets forth a great beam of white energy at the great dark shadow. But instead of completely obliterating it, the very act of destroying the great shadow beast simply empowers it.
Oh no!
And it. What?
Oh no!
And the great beast simply absorbs the now saintly white great dragon lord.
Okay. Can't do anything about it. You won. End of your turn.
Sure, go, Andrew.
Oh, it's my turn again?
Yeah. No, it's your turn.
Well, no,
just you beat my turn. Yeah.
All right. Having absorbed the white great dragon lord and his brother, great... Well, he did. Yes, he did.
When did he do that?
When he hit him with the helicopter.
That was the other creature that got that. He's off with Ash.
Oh right, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
He's already out of the picture, yeah. But he's off of Ash. Yeah.
Being the best gym leader in Kanto there is.
Okay. now
this is something you're definitely somewhere.
Okay. Now fully complete in his great shadow aspect. The great shadow beast grows and grows, completely encircling the planet, blocking off the sun, and drawing forth all energies from all living beings.
Challenge.
Yeah.
Okay.
One.
Four.
Five.
Seven.
All right, can I have it?
I won a seven, right?
Yep.
Lucky number one.
Fuck.
Yes. Okay, so having absorbed the white shadow, having absorbed the white great dragon lord, his power complete, the great shadow creature envelops the world, seeking to destroy all life and take all souls with him. But slow, deep in the wreckage of a helicopter, a young man crawls out, holding a device, the last piece of anti-monster technology, and screams at the sky, "Nah, not this time!" And the light shines, destroying the creature up above.
That's beautiful.
and destroying himself in the process. Yoshiro Yuada, you're dead!
No!
All that's left is Pikachu.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all that's left. Okay, that makes it Tashina's turn. I had that trump card just waiting. Not this time. your turn, Tashina.
I don't even know what to say. Pikachu enslaves the race of Tokyo, forcing them to give him belly rubs by jumping on his massive belly, or death by electrocution. That's all I can think.
Actually,
they can't even understand
actually,
that. Pete.
Would you say basically at the end of my turn, only one PC is left alive? Because I think technically that's game end. Because just Tashina's character's left.
Well, technically you guys can make some more, can you not?
We can. But that's kind of an epic ending. I mean, we can go on if you want. But I'm happy with that being the climax.
We can always play again if we want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
You want to call that?
That was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good then. Okay. Knowing that, I am good as Pikachu enslaves the human race.
Pikachu enslaves the human race.
Pikachu is victorious once again!
While Ash Ketchum is off being the best Pokemon badge master ever.
Gym leader.
Gym leader. Okay, so scoring.
He is the very best now.
Like no one ever was.
Like no one ever was.
To catch them.
Well, he doesn't really need to catch them anymore. He's a badass, legendary Pokemon gym leader.
He's a legendary Pokemon himself, so.
Okay.
Okay. So, here's how it works. Okay. Scoring. If at the end of the story your monster PC is the winner of the battle between monsters, okay. I don't really think anybody is.
Yeah.
I think Pikachu is just indiscriminately the winner.
Yeah.
Okay, so... is apparently dead. So that's me and Andrew both get minus -5.
But Fishy died.
Yeah, but you switched monsters, so you're okay.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. I switched monsters and people several times. I was like, okay, I just jumped to Ash. Yeah.
So you were the first player to describe a destroyed village. Nobody did that. Churning water, that was Tashina.
Mm-hmm.
+2 for that.
Okay.
Damaged ground vehicles, roads, buildings. I did that first.
I exploded a hospital first, didn't I?
No, he started with his fire that had burned the sushi
store. Oh, that's
store.
Right, the sushi yeah. place. Okay.
Yeah. Destroy building first. Okay. Ships or planes? Did any of you guys destroy ships or planes?
The helicopter.
That's true. You were the first one, Ender. You get +2.
And the only one. we're like, fuck the planes. We just want Tokyo.
Describe giant eggs, eggshells, nah. Legendary monster's lair, nah. Mutated plants or animals. I think Tashina gets that one for a Pokemon.
Yeah.
Tentacle reef creature. Odd radar.
How much?
Oh, +2. The rest of these are +2 for you were the first player. Odd radar signatures, no. Powerful storms. Yeah, my lightning doom storms. So +2 for that. Shifting earth.
You did magma.
Yeah, does that count? Or
you
well,
said
I didn't really
it was
shift
quick
the world.
Too, right?
I think it did, yeah. Okay. Rippling liquid and puddle of cup. No, terrified fisherman. Well, she didn't describe it, but I'm pretty sure the fishermen in the water around the tentacle monster would be scared.
Like, oh shit!
Yeah, +2 for that
I got
one.
The big one!
Vibrating down power lines. Nah, nobody thought that. Okay. If at any time your monster PC kills or directly injures a kid, who's formed a special bond with any giant monster. Minus 20 to you, Andrew, because you crashed a helicopter into my kid.
What? He wasn't a kid.
I know he doesn't count, but he should have. But, wait.
Ash Ketchum isn't dead.
I know, but did he get injured?
Yeah, but that was by your guy.
Oh, shit. Minus 20 on... injured Ash. Minus 20. And you're the monster the kids bonded with. No, it didn't happen. Protects kids it's formed a special bond with from falling debris. Nobody did that. Another monster. That.
You're all trying to kill Ash. We're like, screw you.
Anytime your monster PC kills children. Minus 10 on you, Tashina.
And me.
I didn't kill a child, did I? Oh, Ash. Yeah,
you did. That. Actually, yeah, you directly injured Ash. You get minus 40 for that. You directly tried to injure your kid.
Nice.
Yeah. Your monster PC was the first two. And this is specifically for your monster. Attack another PC monster. That'd be me. I assaulted Tashina first. Yeah. Attacked Fishy.
Do I get special points for tentacle raping?
Maybe we'll see. Be controlled by benevolent tiny magical sisters. Nobody happened to that. Create a tsunami and emit a piercing cry. Andrew, plus 3.
Yep. Yay.
Fly through the air by leaping rockets or monstrous wings. I flew in.
You can't say, I don't think you were the first one, because remember, I fucked you over there. I was like, no, I'm more like you jumped and fell.
I hovered.
No, that was Andrew.
Yeah, that's the same, but I can't say, I don't think he's the first one to say that.
I think I'm the first one to fly in, because I fly in with the storms.
Now, does it have to be flying with wings?
No.
Rockets.
But I was the first one to do it. You didn't come out of your hospital until, like, turn 6 or 7. You took a long time to, like, place. Yeah, you're like...
You flew in.
On the storms.
Yeah, okay.
Oddly resemble a man in a rubber suit. Nobody got that one.
No.
Protect its nest, no. Reproduce. I'm going to give that plus 4 to both of you, because I made you reproduce. At the same exact time. shriek or gesture mockingly after smacking a rival. Nah. Shrug off electricity. Fishy did that. Plus 2. Energy beam from hostile UFO. No. Knockout gas. No. Missiles. Do you want to say that with the military shot at you, Andrew?
Yeah. You or bullets. Bullets. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't give him at least plus 1 for that.
Yay.
Because it's supposed to be plus 2 for missiles, but I'd say plus 1 for that. Step on criminals. A weirder who thinks monsters...
Team Rocket?
Did you step on them?
I don't know. I'm presuming I'm massive, and when I was knocking over buildings, they could have got hurt
plus
there.
Plus 3. Plus 3. A weirder who thinks monsters' attacks are good. Well, you attacked Ash, or plus 3. A crowd of running humans? No. A Hollywood director making a monster movie? No. A businessman who harasses the heroine? No. A politician who tries to... No. Older bullies who threaten a kid? No. Destroy a banking tower, a big satellite dish, a bridge, a factory for popular food and drink brands, a freighter, a movie theater, a power station, subway car, a village or remote island, research facility, residential area, temple, nuclear installation, toxic waste facility, police cars, roller rink, stadium, submarine, truck. Oh, here's one. It's a TV station. I did that.
I did police cars.
You did? Yeah, that's also plus 2.
I didn't really aim at anything specific.
So you destroy TV station. A walkway between buildings, an infantry unit, any building. And plus 2 on that one. I was the first one to do that. Plus 2, destroy building. Fighter jets, helicopters, plus 2 to Andrew.
Yay.
Power lines, tanks.
I was going to call in, like, the National Guard soon, but things hit the fan too quickly.
Yeah. Subject another monster to a bite. I did that. Oops.
Yeah.
Pasted too much already too soon.
Oh, I'm just going to write my overall score because I'm probably going to be negatives anyway. Negative 40.
Fire.
Damn you, Ash Ketchum.
Breath. That'd be me as well. Fire breath. Eye beams. No. Tail lash. No. Gore attack from horn. No. Drill attack. No. Punch in the head.
No.
High wind from flapping wings. No. Telephone pole thrown as a javelin. Kung Fu style drop kick to the chest. Throw a monster into a building. Travel to a flat, featureless plane for showdown with other monsters. Okay, your PC dies. Mine died. Yours died. Everybody's died.
Yep.
Not mine.
Yours died. He came back to life.
Oh, right. So who was the first one then?
No,
that was me,
this,
wasn't
this
it?
This is everybody. This is everybody.
Oh. Yeah. So plus what? Or negative
minus
what?
Minus 5. That's what happens when you let your human PC die. Is the disguised alien planning to kidnap the giant monster? No. Is a handsome young fighter pilot, reporter, or junior scientist? I'll give you that, Andrew, for your secondary human character. Plus 5.
Yay.
Is a kid who forms a bond with a monster PC. Plus 5, Ash Ketchum. And has
I had a bond with the monster.
You were your monster. Nice try.
There's no bond.
No.
Nice.
Unless your monster
and
touched
you
your little girl.
You weren't a kid.
What?
You weren't a kid.
I think yeah, the whole bond thing between Ash Ketchum was just a one-way thing.
Yeah. And has an
Ash Ketchum like,
yes, or other item that lets the kids communicate with the monster. No. I was going to say Pokemon at first, but nah. Stows away on a vehicle heading. No. Tries to convince adults not to hurt the kid's part patron monster. No. Is an American reporter.
No.
And if you happen to be a reporter who never seems to be in the same scenes as any other Japanese characters, is an elf scientist, is girlfriend to the fighter pilot, reporter, or junior scientist. And finally, yours is the first human PC to get buried in rubble during a monster incident.
Mine.
Kind of yours, yeah, plus 2. Narrowly avoid being stomped or otherwise harmed by a monster. No, not really. Everybody pretty much got harmed.
Yeah.
Save another human PC in a monster incident. No.
No.
Use scientific equipment to track a monster.
Not really.
It was to catch, not really track.
Visit a remote island where your monster PC is worshipped as a god or treated as a demon you need to ward off. Mine. He went and he came back and warned people. Okay, so my final points are 1, 2, 3. Oh man, this is gonna like I'm gonna be in the
holy
negatives.
Crap.
We're all gonna be in the negatives. We're terrible giant monsters.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the point? Where's my stupid calculator?
Minus 20. 5 plus minus 2 5. Plus 2 plus 2 plus 2.
Minus
5.
Plus 2.
Damn it. I screwed up.
Negative 32. Oh, yeah.
Plus 20. 5 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2.
Damn you, tentacle rape monster and Pikachu.
Plus 3. Minus 5. Negative 9.
Wow.
What are you at, Andrew? Three. Oh, my goodness.
Bastard.
He barely pulls out ahead.
Holy crap. We are terrible people.
No. We could have been good monsters if we weren't. If I wasn't busy trying to screw you guys.
Yeah, you were.
Over.
Stop playing.
It could have been elegant.
I still love how we won in the end. How it ended. Not this time.
Man, I almost had it. I almost took over the entire fucking world.
Denied.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
I'm messaging. Trying to see if he's there.
Let me message Dakota, see if he's anywhere close to home.
Okay.
Right back.
This was fun.
I'm pretty sure you want to join us.
This was a lot of fun.
This was, and it was actually pretty good for our first time playing.
Yeah, well, you just had to speed up a little bit. You had to get used to it.
Yeah, no, that was a lot of fun. Let's see if I can drag anyone else, because more people would be even more fun. Hey, I think Justin would want to play with us.
Nah,
You don't?
No, I don't want to play. No. Not at all.
Serious. I'm going to BRB, and I'm going to go grab a drink. As I messaged Dakota to see if anyone close to home, because I'm pretty sure he'd want to join.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
Oh, man, that was fun. I'm going to stop the recording
now. That was fun.